The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will please come to order. Ms. Pitzer, the time, please.
4:54.
Nope. 4:34. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on May 27, 2014, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administrative office, and in each of the Clinton Township schools. And lastly, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mrs. Spitzer, may we please have a roll call?
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. Freda? Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
And Mrs. Verderama?
Okay. Mr. Petuto, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
There's a slide in that picture.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. McTiernan, would you serve as the press's guardian for?
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to special meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Friday, May 30th. I would like to thank all the board members for prolonging the start of their weekend to be here for this special meeting to vote on an item under our Facilities and Finance Group. So thank you for making time for this special meeting. I'd also like to thank the board members for completing the CSA evaluation and Board of Education evaluation as well. I sent out an email about a day ago and asked for responses of your availability for June 16th meeting at 7 p.m. as well as a meeting on July 14th. If you can get back to me if you haven't done so already and let me know your availability, I would greatly appreciate that. We're going to move on to public comments section on agenda items only. We do not have any members of the public this evening, but are there any board members who would like to speak as a member of the community? No? Okay, seeing none, we'll then move on to a first recognition of the public. Again, there isn't anyone here from the public, but I'd like to open it to board members, see if they'd like to speak on behalf of themselves as a member of the community. No? Okay. Then let's move on to our committee reports, Facilities and Finance. Mr. Kevin Malloy is our chairperson of Facilities and Finance. He is unfortunately unable to attend this afternoon's meeting. There is one agenda item under Facilities and Finance. It's action item 14FF209. And Mrs. Spitzer, I was wondering if you could just take a couple moments just to review this one action item for us, please. Actually, there's two. There's two, 14FF210 as well.
Yes. Earlier in May, we went out to bid for the construction projects we're anticipating over the summer, which is the security and safety and security projects that we applied for under the ROD grant. We opened the bids the first Friday in May, and we are now accepting two bids, one from DeSapio Construction in the amount of $995,000. And the second one is to Cooper is from Cooper Smith Brothers for $774,400. And then FF210 would be to award the contract to the lowest responsive bidder, which would be Cooper Smith in $774,400.
Okay, great.
So that is what's before you this afternoon to vote on.
Thank you very much. Looking for a motion for action item 14FF209 and action item 14FF210.
Motion.
Mr. McTiernan?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Hand. Any questions for Mrs. Spitzer?
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're related to security improvements, and we've talked about some of the general improvements at the board meetings. Is there any general classification that makes up the 774 without being too specific? I know we talked about entryways and fences and doors and
exactly what is included in this proposal or this bid is the security vestibules at each of the schools, some reinforced security at the middle school, as well as exterior door replacements on existing doors that we've discussed all in one project.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mrs. Spitzer?
I'm just curious as to how much we had budgeted for these enhancements.
We actually had a ROD grant. We've received a ROD grant on this, and the total amount of our local share was, actually the total amount was a little over $1 million, so we are well under budget.
Great.
Again, though, remember that it's 40% of the eligible
yes.
cost, not necessarily the amount of the grant.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get 40% reimbursed on the 774, unless there's any change orders that potentially we can do going forward.
And just confirming, both of these bids, and I ask this question more because of the discrepancy between the two amounts, both of them meet the requirements of the bid spec.
That is correct.
Okay. Any other questions for Mrs. Spitzer? Okay, seeing none, Mrs. Spitzer, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our second recognition of the public. Lastly, there aren't any members of the public here at this meeting, but are there any members of the board who would like to speak as a member of the public? No? Okay. Moving on then, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
So moved.
By Rachel.
Second.
Mr. McTiernan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting adjourned.
7 minutes.